Skirts of infinity. And when he brought me back, he brought me Venus, which is ring. We'll be right back. Desire from far away is Jupiter's sulfur mine. My arrows are made of desire. Good evening and welcome to Ronnie Scott's. We're very, very pleased and privileged to be in this wonderful, iconic venue and to celebrate the 50th anniversary of one of the great albums of all time, that is Electric Ladyland. And I don't know how many of you in the crowd know this, but this very room, this very stage was the last place that Jimi Hendrix was seen in public. He came here on September the 16th, 1970, and sat in with Eric Burdon's band. And literally about 30 hours later,
he left us. So, you know, Simon said the other night that, you know, a lot of legends have played here, and everybody talks about Jimi Hendrix being the last, but, you know, it's worth just for this evening noting that. I think that's quite a poignant fact that we're now here 50 years later playing this album. And also that in his last interview, he said, I would like to have a big band that I can write and conduct for. And of course, he didn't live to see that out. He was due to work with Gil Evans. He didn't see that out either. So I really hope that what we're doing here tonight is honors and respects what he was hoping to achieve as the 1970s dawned. So that's what we're doing. And the reason why I'm talking now is because that number, Voodoo Child, signaled the end of side one. And this is the little moment where you have to get up from your seat, go over and turn it over, roll another spliff. I've still got my original vinyl copy with all the little telltale burn marks on it. And side two starts with a curious little piece of 60s pop written by Noel Redding. And on the original, I just found this out recently, I just assumed it was Noel Redding doing the lead vocal. It was actually Mitch Mitchell, the drummer, did the lead vocal on it. Thankfully, nobody is going to be singing it tonight. I'm going to get the horns to play it. This is Little Miss Strange. With no one. Thank you. Thank you. Long last summer night. Please let me just take a minute to introduce everybody in the band. On the saxophones over there, we've got Nathaniel Facey on the alto saxophone. On tenor saxophone, that's Ian Ballamy. And Ben Waghorn. And on the baritone, that's Kevin Feige. In trumpet section, we've got Yaz Ahmed. And Noel Langley. And Simon Gardner. And Laura Jones. And in the deep brass over here, we've got Mr. Richard Henry on the bass trombone. Ashley Slater on the trombone. Mark Nightingale sitting in for us, sight reading the gig. How dare he? And Tom Gunnett on the trombone. Dan Moore on the Fender Rhodes. Dan Kelly on the bass. And Ralph Salmond on the drums. This next number is one of two cover pieces on the album. The other one you're going to hear later, which is much more well known. This one is a piece written by Earl King, and the only reason why it got on the album is because the record company said, when they thought they'd finished making the record, they said there isn't enough material. So they had to go into the studio and make this little thing, and they blasted through it, and it's called Come On Part One. I don't know why it's called Part One. I've never heard Part Two. I don't think it exists. Part Three is really good, yeah. Come On Part One.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
much. Those of you that remember the album, I'm sure you all do, is that that last piece, Still Raining, Still Dreaming, was an extension of Rainy Day, Dream Away, that kind of bookends the 1983 number. That was another one of those kind of moments when half the band got fed up with hanging around for hours and days and weeks. So Jimmy found himself without a band and had to call some of his New York buddies in. So Buddy Miles and one or two others joined him on that track. The next thing was written in response to the race riots that were going on at the time, and this is a piece called House Burning Down.
So we paint red through the sky. I said the truth is straight ahead, so don't burn yourself instead. I'm trying to learn instead of burn. Hear what I said. So I found a way, and I'll never forget that day. 'Cause when I reached the valley, way down across the way, a giant oak spaceman, here in grace, came and taken all the dead and threw away. Yeah.
hand for the saxophone section. How about that? And now we come to the point where there's the second of the two cover songs, and this is a song written by Bob Dylan. Now, the story goes that when Jimi Hendrix was a struggling musician doing the clubs and bars and chitlin circuit in the States, he was very, peed off that he wasn't getting anywhere. And he had a girlfriend at the time, her name was Fame Pridgeon. And she said, well, if you really want to make it, you're going to have to start singing. And he said, well, I can't sing, I don't want to, I feel shy and I'm embarrassed and my voice is no good. So she went out and bought him an album of Bob Dylan. And this is absolutely true. And said, well, if he can get away with it. That's a true story. And so he started singing. And he also became a huge fan of Bob Dylan, his music and lyrics and whatnot. And to the point where he recorded possibly the greatest cover song of all time, in my opinion. Yeah. This is All Along the Watchtower. Yeah. We'll be right back. on stumped trumpet. Thank you. Also, once again, Yaz Ahmed on the trumpet. Noel Langley, Lord Jerd, Sean Bones, Richard Henry, Ashley Slater, Mark Nightingale, Tom Dunn. You can make more noise than that. Kevin Fighters on the saxophone, Dan Raghorn, Ian Bellamy, Nathaniel Facey, Dan Moore on the keyboards, Matt Kelly on the bass, Ralph Simons on the drums, my name is Danny Islet. And we've got one more tune for you. And I'm afraid we can't do any encores because, you know, that's the nature of the thing. Unless you want us to start doing the Band of Gypsies album. The next one. Maybe next time, eh? Thank you all for coming. And it's been a real pleasure to play for you. Thank you very much indeed. The Electric Lady Big Band.
Why,